Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and this morning we're joined by our news director, Ian Pickus. Good morning, Ian.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I feel like we should have some theme music. You got a horse right here. His name is Paul Revere. Well, of course, in our region, Saratoga Racecourse, not only the history behind it, but of a particular race, the Travers Stakes, which is tomorrow. And so many people do take advantage of it. And you have a unique experience with the race course because you grew up in Saratoga and you even did some work over there years past.
That's right. I'm retired from that now. But when you do grow up in Saratoga, you hold on to the Travers as a milestone of the summer because it usually means school is right around the corner. It's kind of the last hurrah. And tomorrow, of course, is the biggest day of the racing meet. And it's an interesting one because this year in horse racing, there was a Triple Crown winner, Justify, who was retired. And hopes were early in the Saratoga meet, as we covered on WAMC News a lot, that Justify would come and bring with him a lot of crowds and interest in the race. That didn't happen, but I want to mention just one or two storylines here. One is the horse Wonder Godot, which is trying to become the first filly to win the Travers Stakes since 1915. A female horse hasn't run in this race in 40 years or so. So that will be one to watch. And then the trainer, Chad Brown, who's from Mechanicville, New York, grew up going to Saratoga, has two favorites in the race, Good Magic and a horse named Gronkowski for you Patriots fans. And Chad Brown, being a local trainer, has said this would be the most important race of his career. He is leading the trainer standings at Saratoga. He is one of the top trainers in the country, and he hasn't won the Travers yet.
Would you agree that over the years and its history, it's become more of a people's race course than in its early days, where it seemed to be a part of the exclusive high money crowd?
It depends on where you sit. but I will note that if you did not get your tickets in advance, they are $15 day of to go to Saratoga. And in recent years, they've been capping the attendance when a major horse like American Pharoah shows up.
Sure. And of course, there's always concern about the treatment of the horses at these various race courses. And Saratoga hasn't been immune from that.
No. And in fact, the last couple of years on Travers Day, the protesters, the animal rights people have been outside, you know, waiting to hold signs and things like that as people walk in. And it is a big issue that we cover a lot here, along with the majesty of the track and all of the fun feature stories it lets you do. You do have a darker side of the sport.
Ian, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure.